It's Vectis Radio, Macca's in, the Floozy's in, and we've got Shem with us. Shem is from Green Thumb, and I'm just looking at you and thinking, I bet you'd be glad you're in here rather than out there on a day like today, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it's horrible out there, it's terrible. Yeah, I was just saying that our front lawn myself is just underwater. It's horrible.
So, I mean, Green Thumb is all about looking after people's lawns. So you ain't going to get much done today. So, but is there something that we can do? Just say, for instance, if you like you said, your lawn's underwater, is there something we can do to protect it? Is there something we can do today?
The best thing, to be honest, when it's like this, is just to keep off it. You know, just to keep off the lawn. I mean, pretty much throughout January anyway, there's not a great deal in terms of your own personal care that you can do to it. It's really just making sure, you know, leaves are off the lawn. You don't want your whole lawn covered in leaves.
No.
And the other thing is, if it is like today where it's waterlogged, you know, and underwater, you just want to stay off the lawn, really.
Okay. But what about, just say, for instance, when you see, like, football matches and they've had a load of water, you'll see someone with a fork. And they'll be doing it, obviously, to get rid of the water on the top, the excess water. Is that something you would advise people to do, or just completely stay off the lawn? If you don't need to be there, it will drain.
Yeah, if you don't need to be on the lawn, there's just no point going on it. A football stadium will have, like, a ridiculous amount of drainage. It will never properly
just
flow.
Move yourself a little bit closer. Just hang on, you've brought a sidekick with you.
Yep.
And you better just introduce him there, aren't you?
Yeah, so this is Liam. He's one of our operatives. He's been with the company over 8 years. So, yeah, he's sort of day in, day out on the lawns.
He's the one that does all the hard work, then.
The grafter.
Yeah.
So go on, quickly tell us.
With a football pitch, they've got to go and play the game. With a lawn, you don't need to be on it. And it even limits what we can do this time of the year. We won't do something on a lawn that's incorrect. There's just, literally, if the lawn's not good to go on, don't walk on it. You don't have the same sort of drainage as they do.
All right. So, I mean, that's the advice today.
Really, yeah, for January and February, to be honest. I mean, March is the first time that it's going to start really, hopefully, weather picking up.
Yeah.
When you want to do your... A lot of people will be doing their first cut, you know, on quite a high setting, you know, doing their first cut. But until that point, if it is wet, it's ideally just trying to stay off the lawn.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, you know, we were saying just now, because, Maxine, you haven't got a lawn anymore, have you?
No, I have not.
And you know, I say that every man should have a lawn, because it's a bit like, do you know what I mean? It's Sunday afternoon, you get out there and mow the lawn. And I know there'll be people out there moaning and saying, I'm sat in the garden Sunday afternoon, I don't really want to be, you know, bothered by the noise of a lawnmower or whatever. But I do believe, and I do miss it myself, that not having a lawn, because there's that nice feeling of the completion of mowing your lawn, and there's also that nice... I love the smell of cut grass, don't you?
Oh, gosh, so do I. But I'd rather have one of those sitting down jobby things. You know, on a great big, I wouldn't mind that. I'm not pushing up and down with the lawnmower.
So, I mean, you know, when you look at it, I think everyone should have a lawn and so on and so forth. I mean, what advice can you give to people, not just winter time, but you know throughout the summer? What's the best one? I'm obviously getting round to you guys. You need Green Thumb.
Yeah, just general maintenance of the lawn for yourselves. Cutting regularly, always between an inch and a half and 2 inches. Don't let it get too long. A lot of people let it get ridiculously long. Think, oh, I need to cut it now. And then it's too late. If then they're going to cut it right down, the grass doesn't like a third from the tip being taken off it at once in a cut. It's just no good for it. Let it get slightly longer when it's really warm weather. Regularly, a good lawn gets cut once a week. A great lawn gets cut twice a week. And that just keeps the lawn just sort of... But from what we do regular weed and feeds, all the machine work through the winter, not on days like today. And just general, really look after it. If it's really warm and you can see it's suffering, it needs water. It's like any plant, it's living.
Mm.
A blade of grass holds between sort of 75% to 85% moisture. So just give it a bit of love, really. That's it.
Do you mow your lawn more in obviously the summertime? I mean, is there a time when you say, right, okay, that's it for the winter? I don't have to cut it again.
No, it's never it. If it's still growing, you've got to cut it again. On a day like today, you just try to avoid it. But if you get a day where you can get a cut on it, because when they get too long, people leave them, they start folding over, it just causes loads of problems. And it's like going back to...
I think we've all been guilty of that, haven't we? Leaving it and then going, oh my gosh, look at it, desperately needs a cut.
Well, do you know, I was all under the impression, you know, years ago, where you cut the lawn maybe for the final time in October, maybe, and then you wouldn't cut it again until March.
It is, definitely. I mean, if it's cold and it's not growing, you don't need to. But it was warm right up to about December this year, wasn't it? Or should I say last year?
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And it's not really that cold out there now. It's still growing, and especially with all the nitrogen that's in the soil already from the treatments we do, as far as Green Thumb customers are concerned, it is going to grow a bit more, and they need to stay on top of that really. And it does show it grows more thicker, healthier, and it will need to be cut more regularly.
What? How do we get hold of you, Shem, if we want some advice, or if you want to come and talk about our weeds? Because you got different stuff in the grass that doesn't do the grass any good, does it? So, I mean, you've got to get rid of them. What's the advice?
We offer free advice. So if anyone wants to get in contact with us, contact numbers 01983 882020, and it will be any of the operatives coming out to see someone. I think that's a great thing as well. It is free. You know, if we come out and you even just want the advice, we can come around and give you that advice if you're happy to, you know, use us and use our products. Like we mentioned last time we met, you know, it's for a lawn of a sort of basic standard size, we're talking about sort of £5 a month. You know, it's not masses.
Is that all?
Yeah.
£5 a month?
This is it, yeah.
That is
remarkable.
Get
a lawn.
Yeah, I might get a lawn as well.
Get a lawn, yeah.
With lawn share.
With lawn share, yeah.
But this is it. It's not huge, you know, amounts of money. But it just, you know, it means that us staying on top of it, any issues, you can give us a call. I think there's a misconception that it's going to cost massive amount of money. You know, there's going to be this constant care of it. You know, it's not quite like that, really. It's not huge money just to maintain a nice lawn.
The average lawn is from about £15 to £20 in cost, and that's four times a year. That's just for the basic plan. There are other things that we can do. Some people do get problems this time of the year. We've got leather jackets. Obviously, with the amount of wet weather we're getting, they get very mossy. We do recommend scarification and aeration. Every lawn's different. It's really difficult to say until you get on the lawn. It's really hard to say what they need.
Yeah.
But again, even if somebody calls me up and says, I don't think I want to do it myself, I'll still go around to their house and tell them exactly what they need.
Okay, just get yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. I want to know what a leather jacket
is.
Yeah,
I mean, I was thinking, what is that?
Yeah, the leather jacket is a larva stage of a crane fly. It's the daddy long legs. You always see them right near the end of summer. They're flying around on your windows and everything, and they lay their eggs in the lawn, and they lay about 200 to 300 eggs, they can do.
Right.
And what the leather jackets do, as their eggs in the soil, and as it gets warmer, it gets cold over the winter and they're quite dormant, but as it gets a bit warmer, like this year, we didn't really have much of a winter, they grow quite quickly and they feed off the root of the grass, and the grass can no longer take nutrients, everything it needs to grow, and it dies, the birds peck, and they cause a lot of problems really. So even if you're not sure if you've got them, you can quite easily just give us a call. I'll pop around and be able to tell you very shortly.
Okay, so now we know about leather jackets. What about is there anything else we should be aware of? What other things will be growing
in our
lawn?
We get chafer grubs, which are very similar to leather jackets. They've got a three-year life cycle. They're from the chafer beetle, and they happen in the summer. Again, anyone with a half-decent lawn, if you get these sort of problems, you will know, because your lawn will look dreadful. So these sort of things will need to be dealt with an insecticide. Obviously, if we're there treating the lawn and we see something, it's easy. We can tell them straight away. But if there's anybody that is unsure, they've got something wrong, just give us a call quite happily. Just do a lawn analysis, take exactly what you need. You don't have to have anything done, but at least you know where you are with your lawn.
Brilliant.
And what you do need. Yeah.
Bit of a science here, isn't there?
Yeah, you know what you're talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
He's the businessman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a white-collared one. Yeah. He's a leather jacket.
That's why he's
one.
Wearing the suit.
Yeah, that's it.
And you got the wellies.
Yeah.
He's going to be careful, because he might send you back out in a minute.
Yeah, back out to work.
Shem, give us some details. It must be a website and a phone number. I know you've already given out the phone number already.
Yes, yeah. So if you're on our website, it's just greenthumb.co.uk /Isle of Wight. Or if not, then visit us on our Facebook page, which is, you know, just / and an Isle of Green Thumb Isle of Wight. And up there on Facebook, we're obviously constantly uploading, you know, photos from around the island. And again, talking about sort of the misconceptions, you know, all these photos that are uploaded. We had an interesting one the other day, actually, of a lady, and she grows sort of a wild garden in the middle of this patch of lawn, but on the outside we treat it. And we uploaded the photo. And you can see, because there's in the middle, effectively, there's no plants there at the moment, but you can see the difference between where we treat Green Thumb, sort of around the outside, to the middle where it's not treated. And what you've got, it's stark contrast, you know, a nice, lush green ring around the edge to a patch in the middle that at the moment, you know, it will look nice in the summer, but at the moment just looks fairly bare,
right.
You know. But these aren't, you know, edited and changed and the images played with. These are real photos.
Airbrushed.
They're real island people, you know.
And it's actually probably the worst time of the year to take a picture of people's lawns. The lawns aren't getting what they need. Their main source of food is the sun, photosynthesis. So taking a picture of a lawn in the winter doesn't really do us a great deal of justice. But I did see the Facebook picture as well, and it's one down Clatterford Road. It looks fantastic. It's just like a bright green ring around moss and weeds, really. Yeah.
So on your Facebook page, it's just go to Green Thumb.
Yes. So you've got you'll find a lot of you have Green Thumb Southampton, you have a lot Chichester, but we've got the Isle of Wight page. So yeah, you can just go on Facebook, Green Thumb Isle of Wight, and you'll be able to see all the. We're constantly uploading photos on there, and the latest information. So it's very easy to visit.
Okay, and just give us the website again.
So it's greenthumb.co.uk/Isle of Wight. That's the website
and the phone number.
01983 882020.
All right, brilliant. Good to see you both. And sorry, we're going to kick you back out in the rain now.
Okay, not a problem at all.